This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
And with us, Ezra Idlett and Keith Greenwood, of course, Trout Fishing America. Welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Yes, it is.
One of the great things about you coming here is we can talk about Chicken Joe.
We
a
can.
Book CD combination. You've gone all multimedia on us with this.
It is our second multimedia production. First one being My Name is Chicken Joe. This production is called Chicken Joe Forgets Something Important.
Now, there's something we don't want you to forget. Chicken Joe is not a chicken.
Right.
Chicken Joe is a cat, and he's one of my cats. I have a lot of cats, but Chicken Joe is my smartest cat and the only one that's making me any money. And he's doing pretty good. So he got his name because when we went to get him when he was a kitten, he kept disappearing, and he would spend the night out in the chicken coop because chickens are very warm, and it gets cold out in the Ozark Mountains at night. And Chicken Joe, he would go out there to the chicken coop, and he'd hang out with the hens. Or the chickens would come out, and here comes Chicken Joe, just acting like a chicken. And that's how he got his name.
So a lot of what happens on Chicken Joe Forgets Something Important, a lot of the songs are somewhat biographical because you have C.A.T. in the H.E.N. house.
You know, what we did is we wrote this story, and then we were looking back at the story, and when we decided to write songs for this, instead of just picking songs that we've already written and stuff like that, we would go through the story and find a key phrase, like 16 or 17 hours of sleep. You know, a cat, it's a fact. Look it up. Cats need 16 or 17 hours of sleep every day. That's a song. And, you know, to get from the chicken coop to my house, you have to go through the pines. There's a stand of pines, so it's through the pines.
All of the characters, animal characters in this, are real animals. Miss Kitty is my mom's dog. Mr. Fred Holden's mule. Fred Holden's my neighbor forever and ever and ever. He had a mule he'd take out to Colorado to go hunting with, and that was Mr. King Kong was my son's parakeet. Little bitty bird with a big attitude. And
when we write our songs, we always take things from real life.
Let's go back to this dog.
Miss Kitty.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom's got an odd sense of humor. And the idea of saying, here, kitty, kitty, and having a dog come trotting up just made her happy.
It made me happy, too. I like it.
And my kids, too. They really love that, Miss Kitty. And my mom's dog, just a little bitty dog, sweet dog. And in this, we kind of give the character to a real great storyteller who just passed. Catherine Wyndham Tucker just passed this year. She's from Alabama, one of the first woman news writers in the United States. Just amazing woman. She was a great storyteller. And we thought about Miss Kitty, and Catherine just seemed to be the most genteel, articulate, sweet woman. So that became Miss Kitty's personality in the book.
I like that.
In the book, there's a story narration, and then we take on the characters. I take on Chicken Joe, and I am the narrator. And Ezra, on the other hand, is all of the other characters.
Male and female.
Yes.
He is very talented. Very, very talented.
You listen to a lot of books on tape. You know, if you ever listen to books on tape, you'll hear guys read women parts, and it's wonderful. I mean, you get the feeling.
We listen to a lot of books and CDs on tape. We drive a lot. We've now put over, 450,000 miles on the new van. We retired the old red truck. His name was Robert.
Robert
yes. Redford.
Redford.
Yeah. Robert Redford, yes, the famous Robert Redford, retired at 540,000 miles. And I know this van has 450. It might be 470.
That's about a million miles between two vehicles.
That's a lot of books on tape, I'll tell you that. A ton of them.
That's a lot of driving.
It is.
And you also made a video of
16 or 17 hours of sleep.
Yes, and it was so cool.
Thank you. I'm so glad you liked that.
It was so cool. You guys made me so happy.
We had so much really fun doing that. We were trying to map it out and be really, really serious. And we tried this idea and that idea. And finally, we just looked at each other and said, let's just go do it. Yeah, we got in there. We played. And we had such a great time doing that.
And strumming the fish. And
yeah. Something that comes very natural to me.
So I believe Karen, at that point, Karen, Ezra's wife, said, Ezra, which guitar are you going to play? I think Kennedy said, or I said, I don't even know who said, but how about the one on the wall? You know, so he's playing air drums and a fish, and and a guitar sculpture and all kind of other things.
When he puts on the sunglasses, honestly,
I saw that.
Without the sunglasses, he's a pretty normal and relatively shy guy. But with sunglasses on, he is a rock star.
You know, it's Superman in the cape. You know, it's, you know, the phone booth. I just put on the sunglasses and my whole persona changes.
What I love about that song, 16 or 17 Hours of Sleep, is it's, when I saw the title, the first thing I thought was, is going to be kind of mellow, a lullaby. It really reminded me of kind of being in high school in 1980 or 81, sort of a new wave, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I love that song.
It was so much fun. Keith came over with those lyrics, and I looked at those lyrics, I went, I know what goes there, and started doing this thing, and it cracked us both up, and we got in the studio and developed it and made it work. And that song hammered out pretty quick, you know, with the lyrical idea just pretty much intact. He brought it over, and it just all jumped out, and I think we had it like in the end of a day.
A lot of times, we are co-writers. A lot of times, I start with lyrics, and he starts with music. So I would be staring at these this book and this story idea, and I would be looking for little key phrases. We would decide on key phrases. Together we'd decide what would look like a good idea. It was just so much fun to throw the lyrics at him and then come back the next day sometimes, and a song would be just going.
So with that song, 16 or 17 Hours of Sleep, what is really cool is we produced it in our own studio, and instead of just playing the bass, Keith got a chance to play the keyboards. I'm glad to play the synthesizer part on it and really get that retro sound. We're doing it live right now, and I want to do a version of it here. I think it fits sort of. Instead of having a synthesizer, we have got an actual, what do you call this thing?
It's called a kazoo, Ezra.
A kazoo. Yes. It's bright yellow. It's a kazoo, and it is a synthesizer. Let's just do this song.
How much did that kazoo cost you?
Cost me $1.
All right. One of the more expensive instruments we own. Here we go.
Or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. To have a good day, I've got to say I had 16 hours way down deep. 16 or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. On a feather bed, I'm gonna lay my head and get 16 or 17 hours of sleep. Yeah! Yeah! 1 hour, that's feeling fine. 2 hours, it's a really good time. 3 hours, don't wake me up. There's not enough coffee in a coffee cup. 4 hours, I'm picking up steam. 5 hours, starting to dream. But six got scared, cause 7, 8, 9. I love that joke, so I use that line. 16 or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. To have a good day, I've got to say I had 16 hours away down deep. 16 or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. On the feather bed, I'm gonna lay my head and get 16 or 17 hours of sleep. Yeah! Yeah! 10 hours, that's better than none. 11 hours, I'm getting it done. 12 and 13 and 14 too. My eyes won't open, they're stuck like glue. 15 hours, that's baby stuff. 15 and a half, still not enough. It's 16 or 17 hours for me. I sleep longer, but I gotta eat. 16 or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. To have a good day, I've got to say I had 16 hours way down deep. 16 or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. Feather bed, I'm gonna lay my head and get 16 or 17 hours. 16 or 17 hours of sleep, at least 16 hours of sleep. On a feather bed, I'm gonna lay my head and get 16 or 17 hours of sleep.
I mean, I think Ramones when I hear that.
You are not alone.
Thank
really?
You.
You are not alone. One of our dear friends is a DJ up in Philadelphia. When we got through playing it, said, that's the Ramones.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just a, that's such a fun song.
It is fun. And, you know, a lot of what we do when we play for kids or adults, it doesn't matter, it gets them up to dance. And that is flat out a dance tune. And when you start playing that song, you see kids get up and boogie. I mean, whether they are verbal or not, that music relates to them on a real physical level. And that's fun. And we have got a lot of that kind of stuff on this new album. It's just really fun, danceable music, as well as, you know, real sweet and listenable, too. Kind of a good mix.
That's one of the things we like to do is mix it up a lot. I guess you've noticed. Mm-hmm. We try not to play one style of music. If I have to play blues all night long, I'll get too sad and I'll quit playing. If I have to play stupid music all night, I'll get too happy and quit playing. You know, we come from a real melting pot down in Texas. In Houston, Texas is where we grew up. We had Cajun music. We had the Zydeco.
Tejano
music.
Rock and roll, country.
Blues, folk music. And I'm classically trained, so I had that side also.
And I think on this CD, Chicken Joe Forgets Something Important, I think you are as varied as you've been on any of your 20, 22 CDs. I really do.
I think you're right. One of the nice things about being in the kids family genre is you can say that and then include any style of music that you want. As a grown-up act, you're expected to specialize in a style of music, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people do that very well. We just don't. We're really all over the map. And it's been one of the blessings and curses of our existence. It has allowed us great longevity as a band because we're pretty much always interested in what we're doing. But it's difficult to mass market. You know, what is it exactly? Well, it's good music.
We have a pretty big mailing list and a kind of grassroots thing that keeps us going. And we asked them at one time, what kind of music do we play? Because people kept asking us that, you know. And we had a contest, 7 words or less, what kind of music do we play? And I thought it would be great. And the winner was music for people who take their fun seriously. It was 8 words. It's like, they couldn't follow the rules.
Well, and they won.
And they won.
Yeah. Now, one of the songs on this album came from one of your songwriting workshops.
Ah, yes.
Yes, it did. My chicken thinks he's a dog.
You know,
I don't know exactly who came up with the idea of my chicken thinks it's a dog. They were being kind of contrary, I thought, and looking for a songwriting title. But you got to take what they offer. You give them a chance to vote on it. They decided on that.
That's what we do. We go into a classroom, and we tell them you start with an idea, and you start building on that idea. And they're throwing all these ideas out, and that was one of the ideas, and the class voted that that's what they wanted the song to be about, was my chicken thinks he's a dog.
And for some reason, I couldn't get it. I kept confusing it. I was trying to write the music at the same time that we're writing the song, and I'd be singing it, my dog thinks he's a chicken, and the kids would go, no, it's my chicken thinks he's a dog. And I may have messed up one too many times, and some little girl right up front went, hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. And that became the whole touchstone for the song right there.
That's pretty neat.
That was fun. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah.
2, 3, yeah.
Hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. Hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. The chicken ate my homework. It isn't my fault. That sackle chicken thinks that he's a dog. Buck buck barks the mailman, always chasing cats. Ain't so many dog biscuits that chicken's getting fat. Digs in the garbage, races after cars. Tried to walk him on a leash, we didn't get too far. Hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. Hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. Followed me to school, it wasn't my fault. That psycho chicken thinks that he's a dog. Buck, buck, bark strangers and people on their bikes. Hey! Tried to feed him chicken scratch, but that's not what he likes. He howls at the moon with the bad dogs every night. When the sun comes up, he just won't act right. Hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. Hello, my chicken thinks he's a dog. The chicken likes fire plugs. It isn't my fault. That psycho chicken
thinks that he's a dog. Buck, buck, barks at everything from morning until night. Took him to a dog park, but he just wants to fight. Got a t-shirt that says Big Dog. He really likes to fetch. Tried to teach him to roll over, but he hasn't learned that yet. Hello. My chicken thinks he's a dog. Hello. My chicken thinks he's a dog. Hello. My chicken thinks he's a dog. Hello. My chicken thinks he's a dog.
Now, that's not your standard singer-songwriter fare.
When we recorded it on the CD, what did you use for to play it through?
A Mutron biphase.
Ooh.
Which was the sound back then. It's a foot pedal that is just as big as a notebook, and actually a lot thicker than any kind of computer notebook you got right now. And it did one thing, and it made that disco sound perfect.
And he's had it all these years just sitting in the closet. And he said, I know what I need to get out to play this song. I mean, it has no other value, you know, except for that.
It really doesn't, and it's got plugs they don't even make anymore. So if that plug ever breaks, I'm up a creek.
What's it like to have Terrence Simeon in the studio with you? One of the world's greatest accordionists.
The studio.
Tell them what the studio was.
The studio was a hotel room in Shreveport, Louisiana. We were doing a show down in Shreveport called the Red River Rebel. And I had written this waltz. And I really, you know, I've been studying the Cajun stuff. And I've been wanting to do something along those lines. And I wanted this waltz sort of came to me. And we were doing a show at the kids' stage. And, of course, in Shreveport, we do our adult show. We do our kids' show. And Terrence does his adult show. And he's also got a kids show too. And so what we've got going on is at the kids show every day at the stage, well, the first day would be Terrence and then Trout and then Terrence. And we'd do that all during the week. They're sitting in with us and we're sitting, you know, it's just everybody's sitting in and having a great time. And kind of getting to talk with Terrence, just really like the guy. He's got one of the greatest smiles you ever see. So I don't know. Ezra had been working on recording and he had this mobile unit. And one year we brought it down. And I said, man, let's see if we're getting Terrence in here and play that song. So we got him into the hotel room. He and his cousin came up and played.
Played for a while.
And we just recorded it right there.
In the hotel room.
In the hotel room. Now, the weird thing was at that point, I was singing the song. And the song just didn't work. Sometimes you have to know when to get out of your own way. The best thing I could do was step out of the driver's seat and let Ezra sing it, because that's when it became a real song.
It helps that you've been together for so long.
It does. And neither one of us really has an ego over who does what. I mean, it's pretty easily delineated. If you need a gritty and a strong and well-phrased vocal, it's Keith. I mean, really, he's got it. If you need something with a lot of sincerity and warmth and humor, it's me.
It's me.
And we've got crossover. I mean, he'll do the same thing, but those are our natural tendencies. And he'll sing a lot higher than I'll sing. And if the key demands something higher, it'll definitely be Keith.
Terrence was great, though. Yeah. He's a great guy.
You'll be at Nightbird Books on Monday.
Doing something that we're really excited about. This will be the first performance of it. We, in the book CD, narrate the story. But we're going to do this live. And we're going to assume the characters and play the background music. And it's going to be very visual. It'll be a lot of fun. It's a fun story to begin with. My hands will become the characters. I have chickens. I have a dog. I have got a mule.
Nice.
And they become puppets. And Keith and I will share duties just delivering the story as a performance piece.
We have taken the book, the story, and made it into a performance piece. We've never done anything like this. It's more or less like reading the book, except maybe without the he said, she said sort of thing in there. We kind of toss that part out and just sort of make it into the screenplay version, and it becomes this play. And of course, in between the little vignettes, there's little song snippets, not complete songs, just little snippets show up that appear later, you know, in the book, in the song part. But little snippets show up, and this Nightbird Books will be the first time we've ever
world premiere.
Yes,
world premiere.
That's it.
And that's at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's still awake.
Oh, yes.
The whole family can be there.
And if you miss that,
Yes.
We'll be in Alma.
Yes.
Not too far, not too long. That'll be October 6th. We'll be at the Performing Arts Center.
Have you been there yet? Have you been inside the Alma PAC? It's a wonderful venue.
We were supposed to be there.
And it snowed
and iced all over us. We were stuck in Texas. We couldn't make it back from Texas. And there have been very few. We're intrepid drivers. There have been very few that we've not been able to make it back for, and that was one. Snowed out is worse than snowed in. I'll take snowed in any day. Snowed out's the worst.
Yeah. Chicken Joe forgets something important.
The coolest thing about that title is when you forget the title, you forgot something important. I love that.
I won't give away the surprise. I want people to read the book, but I have a friend who actually forgot the very thing that Chicken Joe forgets. All right. And the website where people can get all your music, all your information.
Troutmusic.com.
That's right.
Keith Greenwood, Ezra Eidlitt, always such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ezra.